obviously the Braves have lagged for pretty much the whole season, except for maybe Freddie Freeman. But Kemp is a solid corner outfielder now who's going to help the Braves power-wise. Freddie Freeman is probably the happiest guy in Atlanta right now.
Should be.
I mean, he's finally got some major protection behind him. He's going to see more pitches. We should keep an eye on Freeman as well to really benefit probably the most from anybody with this addition.
All right, so Matt Kemp's 31 years old. He does have 3 years left on his deal, which he's making $21.5 million a year. So obviously the good thing about this deal is that not only do the Braves get Matt Kemp, the Padres are also going to ship over some money.
Yeah, $10.5 million.
Yeah, 10-ish million to offset that 21.5. So the Braves are only going to end up paying around 11 million-ish.
And get rid of the headache of Oliveira, the Oliveira experiment, which was just a complete disaster from the very beginning. I mean, I guess you didn't really give up a ton to get him that they missed, I wouldn't think. But I don't know, man. It's just been a nightmare. He has no production at the plate. Didn't really blossom in the field in left or at third. And then, of course, the nightmare of you know, domestic abuse, apparently, charges that he's been suspended for past 50 games, I guess it was.
Right.
So,
and this is really just a salary dump for San Diego, because as soon as Oliveira is officially a part of their organization, they designate him for assignment, so he's not even going to be a part of that team.
Yeah. That's not a big confidence booster for Oliveira, is it?
Another deal the Atlanta Braves made is they sent reliever Dario Alvarez and starting pitcher Lucas Harrell to Texas, and in exchange they get high single-A prospect, second baseman Travis Demerite. I'm going to go Demerite. I know that you say Demerit.
I'll say Demerit.
Okay. All right. I'll go Demerite. You go Demerit. All right. And we've had this conversation before. At some point, you got to start transitioning all this pitching into position players, especially power hitting position players. I think the Braves organization has been tuning into the show. Because not only have we gotten Matt Kemp, we've also gotten this Demerite kid, 272, 25 home runs, 13 stolen bases in high single A. So the 25 home runs is what I look at the single A level. Okay. And then what I'm understanding, of course, they've got Albies, who's probably going to be their second baseman of the future.
Right.
They're going to move this Demerite kid over to third.
Third, yeah. Yeah, that's going to really, hopefully, help solidify the infield for the future for the Braves. Bringing in him, you still got Dansby Swanson, I'm assuming will be the shortstop. I think it kind of, the best I can tell is they're still a little hesitant to declare Albies or Swanson as shortstop second base right now. I think it's going to be Swanson at short, Albies at second, like you said, and Demerit at third. But that's a lot of good power for an infield, especially.
Well, next year, definitely you're going to have Swanson, Albies at the major league level at the beginning of the season. I feel that way.
I think so, too.
I'm not so sure that Demerite's going to be there. He's in high single A. I think he's still 2 years away. So I still think that you're going to have to find somebody else to play third base, whether it's Garcia or if you move in a different direction. But, yeah, probably down the road and for years and years to come, past the next couple, that will probably be your starting infield for a while, but it's going to be a couple of years till we get there.
Right. And another reason I really like this trade for the Braves, they really capitalized on their assets that they acquired before, because the two pitchers, Harrell and
Dario Alvarez.
Yeah, Alvarez were both waiver pickups before the season.
Basically off the scrap heap.
So you trade those guys for a fairly high-ceiling prospect?
Demerite was the 20th-ranked prospect in the entire organization for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He was their number one draft pick in 2014.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia kid. He's from the state of Georgia. The only concern is that power coming from... He was popped for PEDs earlier this year or last year, and then has finished his suspension. But I believe, you know, that's just something that's just a concerning thing. But you know, it's a risk reward thing. I don't think it's anything drastic to be worried about. A lot of them have done it before, obviously, and continued on for long successful careers with no issues.
Coming back to the Matt Kemp thing, like you said, Freddie Freeman's got to be the most excited person in Atlanta, because obviously Matt Kemp's going to hit fourth in that order.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't hit fourth, Brian Snitker should lose his job the next day that he doesn't hit him fourth. My question is, okay, so Kemp's going to protect Freeman, and Kemp's going to be protected by...
Adonis Garcia? I mean...
So let's do a little bit of role play, okay? Yeah. So bottom of the ninth inning, game's tied, runners at first and third.
Yeah.
Matt Kemp's coming up. You got two outs. You got Garcia in the on-deck circle. Pitching coach comes out and says, of Adonis Garcia and Matt Kemp, which one do you want to pitch to?
Yeah, I get it completely. But I guess that's the reason why Garcia is a kind of the stopgap until, hopefully until Demerit gets up to the big league club.
For years, Shelvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shelvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shelvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Segment brought to you by Shelvin Hogan, Southeast Georgia Health System, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Get your calls in, 912-466-9462, or you can shoot us an email, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Okay, so we talked about the Braves making their deal. So let's, football season's right around the corner. Let's go. We're going to give our Super Bowl picks later on the show. We're also going to pick our Final Four for the college football playoff and give you our national champions. We're going to break down the Sun Belt Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Conference that Georgia Southern and Appalachian State are in, as well as Georgia State. Georgia State with a huge upset win over Georgia Southern last year, by the way, in conference. But right now, let's do college football Final Four. You good with that?
Yeah, let's go with it.
All right. So let's go. Let's do it this way. Let's just say who your Final Four are going to be, and then I'll give my Final Four.
All right.
And then you give me your national championship game. I'll give my national championship game, and then we'll pick a winner.
All right. All right. Well, the SEC champion will be there. no shock to everybody. That's, you know,
yeah,
why I'm an expert. But I went with LSU last week. So obviously LSU will be in there.
Okay, so LSU is one of your final four.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Going ahead and looking down south to Tallahassee Way for Florida State in there. Looking a little further north to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Rounded out with last year's runner-up, the Clemson Tigers.
Hmm. Okay, just so you know, I don't know why this sticks out in my head, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
The three of the four teams that you, LSU, FSU, OSU.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a theme, baby.
Yeah. Well, that's like those people that name their kids Jason, Josh, Jeremy, Matt.
They just ran out of names.
Yeah, my final four looks a lot different than yours.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, me either. We do have one team in common. That's Clemson.
Okay.
I do have a representative from the Big Ten, but it's not Ohio State. It's actually the Michigan Wolverines, led by Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
And then I do have a representative from the SEC. It's not LSU. It's not Alabama. It is Ole Miss.
God almighty, are you serious? I'm going to start calling you Colonel Jason.
Chad like Kelly, man, the only proven quarterback in the conference. Of any of the contenders, there's only one contender that has a proven quarterback. He plays for Ole Miss.
You're going to be yelling hotty-totty and hanging out in the Grove. You are just a big-time Ole Miss fan. Heavy Ole Miss this year.
We're going to make a wager. We're going to make a wager. We'll get back to the wager later.
All right.
Or maybe even do it off here. All right. And then where you've got Florida State, I'm not going to ACC schools. I don't think that the strength of schedule will allow that to happen. So I'm going to venture out into the Big 12, and I'm going to pull Oklahoma into the fray.
Okay. That was my other – when I was looking at Ohio State, it's pretty much that winner of Oklahoma and Ohio State. But – I just look at Ohio State. I think they've got a slightly easier path to the Final Four.
Okay.
Through, you know, even including Michigan. I think Wisconsin, let's see, their schedule, and I looked it up earlier. It is tough. Don't get me wrong. It's tougher than normal. Let me put it that way. You know, usually that's a big bugaboo for Ohio State is, you know, they start out kind of similar with Bowling Green, Tulsa. But then they go to Oklahoma, which is – that's going to be a massive game to watch. That's one you got to just sit back and
I just want to ask you this question. So with you picking Ohio State over Oklahoma to get a national championship Final Four,
mm-hmm.
I think one can maybe infer that you're going to pick Ohio State to beat Oklahoma in Oklahoma?
Leaning that way. I think it's a tougher matchup with JT Barrett coming back with Ohio State.
Okay.
Similar player, obviously not as good as, but we saw what Deshaun Watson did to Oklahoma last year and their defensive scheme and setup with mobility and passing. I think Ohio State has been recruiting. If there's anybody that's been recruiting as well as an Alabama and Ole Miss, it's Ohio State. I mean, I don't like Urban Meyer at all, but.
How can you throw me under the bus for liking Ole Miss and then give them a compliment for their recruiting? I just want to throw that out there.
I'm just saying they have recruited well, very well. You know, I won't say how they've been recruiting, but you know that's a whole another show right there.
That's the stuff I deal with.
But it's just you know, Treadwell. You know, I can't get into all that. But yeah, Ohio State has brought in kids from all over, and it's been a high end caliber players, and it's been on par with the Alabamas of the world, and. That Ohio State coaching staff is very solid as well. And I just think Big Ten wise, it's enough, you know, with the at Wisconsin, at Penn State, Nebraska, Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan. It's enough to get them over the top, and that Oklahoma game boost them into the Final Four.
So LSU, FSU, Ohio State, and Clemson for you, and you're basically saying the winner of the Ohio State-Oklahoma game will be there, and you're going to take Ohio State as the winner of that game, mm-hmm. even though the game's in Oklahoma. Okay, so I guess we're kind of saying the same thing, just picking different winners from that game.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma wins because they're at home.
Right.
All right. So the two teams you have in the national championship game.
I'm going to say it's going to be LSU and Clemson in the first game and Florida State, Ohio State in the second game. And you want our winners from that?
I wanted the two teams that are going to play in the national championship.
I'm going to say LSU, FSU.
Florida State and LSU. All right. No Clemson.
No, I like Clemson, but, man, you have to like Clemson coming in because of Deshaun Watson, that offense coming back. But you got to think, they replaced a lot last year on defense. I think they had to replace 9 starters last year. They're having to do it all over again this year. There's going to be a lot of guys that haven't started for Clemson, and it happened last year, but now you're going through that second cycle of, you got a lot of guys that were backups coming in or got a lot of playing time, became starters last year. It's tough to strike like that twice. Clemson's recruited well, obviously, but it's just tough to get that same chemistry, that same impact type players replaced 9 out of 11 starters on defense again.
I think Dabo Swinney's done a really good job of doing that. I think they will do it again, and I've got Clemson and Michigan in the national championship game, and you're picking who to win of your national championship game?
I'll say LSU.
Okay, so you're taking LSU over Florida State in the national championship game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Clemson over Michigan in the national championship game.
All right.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit HeronDS.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T&M Painting, 912-223-1572, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. The Knights of Frederica have hit the road for a week of football camp. Frederica will spend the week in Lyons, right down the road from Vidalia. Speaking of the Knights, they lost a part of their O-line this week as sophomore lineman Jackson Wetzler has transferred over to Glenn. The Southern Sports Edition released its 2016 high school football preview issue this week, which donned Glenn Academy's DJ Dallas and Frederica's Jayshon Sheffield on the cover. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
NFL on the horizon, and of course the Super Bowl comes. So we're going to give our way too early. We know nothing about these teams, and we're going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was my, that was in our meeting discussion earlier if we should go with this already. But
oh, by the way, Jessup Furniture and Brunswick Mower Supply bringing you this segment. I've got furniture in my house from Jessup Furniture, and I've got a mower in my garage from Brunswick Mower Supply.
Hey, great folks. Go see them.
Yeah. 912-466-9462, the number to get your calls in, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. And we don't have any guests today via the southernsportsedition.com landline, so you don't have to mention them again. Awesome. Way too early Super Bowl picks. We don't know anything. We haven't even seen them play.
Right. But
we haven't seen any preseason. All we know is draft and transactions.
Right.
And what they did last year.
But Hall of Fame game is Sunday, right? August 6th?
Yeah.
So,
We're already into August.
We'll already see, we'll be able to see some live football, guys. We are that close. Just get you excited.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and dive into the deep end of the pool here. In the AFC, for my Super Bowl pick that I know nothing about except that Andrew Luck is on the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm assuming he's going to be healthy. And when he's healthy, I think that he is probably one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. So I'm going to go Colts from the AFC.
Right.
No Peyton Manning anymore over in Denver. You got the Tom Brady suspension going to go down. So I'm going to go Colts.
Well, funny you mention that. I actually like them in the AFC as well.
Are we agreeing?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Patriots obviously should be probably the favorite, but Brady will be out four games, like you said. Can Garoppolo carry them? If they go 2-2, even, or is that considered a win for the Patriots? You know, when Brady comes back, and could that be a blessing in disguise for the Patriots? Brady coming in fresher, I don't know. But anyway, but heading into it, I like the Colts. I like their defense. I like, of course, like you said, having Andrew Luck under center seems to kind of be that next heir apparent to Manning, to Brady. Those guys as the next face of the NFL. I like the Colts and what they bring to the table.
The Colts was a really tough decision for me because I sat there and they're in the same division as Jacksonville, and Jacksonville or Indy for the Super Bowl. I'm joking.
Oh,
totally.
All right.
I like Jacksonville as a playoff team, but I talk a lot of noise, but in reality, I think they make the playoffs, but that's it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got to get a Jaguars hat go along with your Ole Miss hat, by the way.
I might put some money on them, because I'm sure the odds would be really, really good.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
60-1 right now for Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. That's not terrible, considering.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Better than some other teams.
Okay, so the NFC... Who are you going with?
NFC, I am going with the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. Reasoning?
Stud defense. I think they're going to be well seasoned playing in that division, that, you know, against Seattle, San Francisco. That's a tough division to come out of.
It's a really tough division to come out of.
But I think that they're going to be kind of like the SEC, you know, playing tougher teams. They usually tend to play better against other teams when it comes down to it. And I think they're experienced enough that, like I said, that defense is really salty. And I like Carson Palmer as being a solid, steadying influence and big arm for their offense with Fitzgerald on the outside. That's what I'm going to roll with right now.
Okay, so I kind of went back and forth between three teams, one of which is your team, Arizona. I think they're really good. Carolina is another one. I just have a problem thinking that Carolina is going to mimic the success that they had last year. I think that, especially in that division, typically whoever's on top of that division falls to the bottom the very next year.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, I think Carolina will have a good season. I don't know if they're going to get back to the Super Bowl, much less win it. So, kind of looking through the roster, and I decided to go. I'm not just going to branch out off the tree for this thing. Like, I'm getting out of the tree completely. And
you're going to a whole other forest, brother.
The team that I am picking to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, maybe not win it, but right, at least be there. I'm going out west. and I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers to get in the Super Bowl. And before like, all right, so every listener that has us tuned in right now just made a face like, what? Okay, so here's my reason why. Because the system that Chip Kelly runs depends a lot on having an athletic quarterback. He didn't have it at Philadelphia. And he could never get over that hump because he never had an athletic quarterback to be able to run that type of read option system that he was so successful with at Oregon. Well, now he moves to San Francisco. Colin Kaepernick is there. If Colin Kaepernick ends up on the roster, Chip Kelly has that quarterback. That offense is going to work, and they are going to be much improved because the offense will be on the field more because they're scoring more points. The defense won't be out there as much. The whole thing gets better.
Mm.
There's my argument.
Mm. All right. Did you see it? Well, all right.
What are the odds?
100-1. If you're going San Francisco, my guy, you better throw some money down on that. You'll have your own radio empire if you win on this, man.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Red Fern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome. Fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
San Francisco and Indy playing in the Super Bowl, or Arizona and Indy and Clemson winning the national championship, or Florida State. That's what Drayton and I have.
LSU.
You win LSU? I thought you went Florida State. Anyway, that's basically what we've accomplished this morning. So now we're going to move on. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota. Georgia Sea Grill and Catch 228. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jason Bishop. That's Drayton Hogarth standing next to me. 912-466-9462. Thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com.
Unless Florida State wins the national championship, then we can go back to this show and say, yeah, I picked that fish.
what were we going to wager on a minute ago?
Ole Miss making the Final Four or the national championship or something?
Let's do that.
We already got the Georgia season wager going on too.
What was that?
Six pack of your winner's choice. Georgia goes 10-2 or better for me. Georgia goes 9-3 or worse.
Oh, you. I'm winning that one. 10-2.
Yes. Yeah.
I can choose any six pack.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm glad I made that deal. that's gonna work out. All right. So, the Ole Miss thing. Mm-hmm. If they don't make the Final Four, what do you want?
Springing this on me here. How about a raise?
Other than monetarily being compensated for what you do.
Let's see.
And I kind of wanted to be like, well, I'm not the person to talk to about that, but then, like, I know that you know better. I couldn't play that card.
About dinner.
All right.
Not like cloister, but like, you know, decent. Good, solid restaurant.
So, like, Outback Grade Above?
Yeah, something like that. Georgia Sea Grill.
All right. Done deal. Ole Miss makes that Final Four.
Let me jot this down.
I'll
take the field. How about that?
Whatever, man. Doesn't matter because I know they're going to make it. So, Ole Miss makes it. You take Renee and I to Georgia Sea Grill. If Ole Miss doesn't make it, I take you and Jessica to Georgia Sea Grill and get a gift certificate from Zach Gowan, who Ole Miss paid for it. Deal. I don't know that Zach would give me that gift certificate, to be honest.
Hey, Zach and I go back a long way, so.
Okay. The Sun Belt Conference, now that we've burned half the set. The Sun Belt Conference. Arkansas State, Appalachian State, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, South Alabama, Troy, New Mexico State, Idaho, Louisiana Lafayette, Texas State, and Louisiana Monroe. That makes up the Sun Belt.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the team that won it went 9-4 overall, but ran the gauntlet in the conference, 8-0 Arkansas State.
Yeah. And Arkansas State is such a strange program. I mean, I mean that in a complimentary way, because they go through head coaches all the time.
Because they're always moving to other places.
Yeah, yeah. They have success.
That's right.
And then they move on.
Which tells you that it's a good program, because if you can, every coach that goes in there wins, they're obviously giving you a lot of resources to win.
Right. They take a lot of transfers from the big Power Five schools, especially SEC schools, that maybe get processed out, maybe have disciplinary issues, something happens. They take a lot of those kids and use them as, you know, because it's just talent that most Sun Belt schools don't get. So that's what kind of boosts them up. Coaches take advantage of that. Those guys, you know, end up getting drafted most of the time, too.
Appalachian State, of course, 11-2 overall. The only loss they had in conference was to Arkansas State, and the only loss they had out of conference was to Clemson. That's not too shabby. Georgia Southern, 9-4. They went 6-2 in conference. Their losses were to West Virginia, Appalachian State, of course, the overtime thriller with Georgia. And then they got upset by Georgia State late in the year. And Georgia State, who, of course, if you're not familiar with it, they're right across the street from Georgia Tech up in Atlanta. They went 6-7, but they did go 5-3 in the conference. They lost to Charlotte, Oregon, and Liberty in conference.
That Georgia Southern-Georgia State game may have been the biggest upset in the country last year.
Yeah, and I don't know about in the country.
Well, I don't say that because of the school, but the way Georgia State went in, they won like 38-0. I mean, it was incredible, because everybody thought Georgia Southern was on a roll. You know, they played the close game with Georgia. They, you know, I think they were basically they probably would have won the conference had Georgia State not gone in and upset them. But everybody knew Georgia State was going to challenge them, but it was to get to that sixth win. But they just went in and just totally dominated Georgia Southern, which was very surprising.
There were only four teams that had winning records in conference, and we just named them: Arkansas State, Appalachian State, Georgia Southern, and Georgia State. That's it. Everybody else had a losing record in conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was mentioning about losses outside of conference. You know, you heard Georgia mentioned and Missouri and Clemson for those other teams. Georgia State's not that impressive. They've got a loss to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of these guys, San Jose State, Arkansas State, which, of course, is a team in conference, Appalachian State, they lost to Louisiana, Charlotte, and Liberty. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of those are really jumping out of the paper like, okay, well, that's a game that they probably – should have lost, but play tough in. Well, other than Oregon, not really.
Right, right. And how do you see the conference breaking down? I kind of had it, those first three teams that we mentioned, Arkansas State, Georgia Southern, and Appalachian State, honestly, it's pretty much just pick a name out of a hat because they seem to be so evenly matched heading into this season. Georgia Southern's got a lot of guys coming back on offense. They're two really good quarterbacks, and Matt Breida at running back. You can look for Georgia Southern to probably lead the country in rushing again this year.
I mean, I don't know. You're right. It's really take your pick of those three: Georgia Southern, Appalachian State, or Arkansas State. I think Georgia Southern's offense a little more diverse. Arkansas State might have more talent on the roster,
mm-hmm.
and then Appalachian State might be the most complete team because I think they're better defensively than both of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like Arkansas State's chances of repeating
right
in that conference with Appalachian State and Georgia Southern there. I'm going to stay in state. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm saying Georgia Southern wins that conference.
Okay. I'll say Appalachian State just for what you said with most complete overall team. But it's going to be interesting to watch. It's a fun league to watch. If you get a chance, see them on Thursdays or Saturdays. Check them out before your main game you want to watch.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung, 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit herondsdot.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermark's Printing.
Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Brought to you by Toucans and Heron Document Systems. All right, so you took Appalachian State for the Sun Belt. I took Georgia Southern. And you're picking Indy and Arizona for the Super Bowl. I'm picking San Francisco and Indy. You're picking LSU for national championship.
Right.
And I'm picking Clemson.
Okay.
Okay.
Not Ole Miss?
Keep talking trash. It. You know what? You know what? I wouldn't be shocked if they end up winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked.
It's possible.
All right, so let's jump back into Atlanta Braves baseball. So, in case you haven't heard, Matt Kempin is Atlanta Brave, 31-year-old outfielder. That's the only thing that scares me about him is his age. 262, 23 home runs, which the Braves sorely missed, that power in the middle of their order. They get it with Matt Kemp. They're not going to have to pay him all the money that is owed to him every year, which is $21.5 million. The Braves are going to only have to pay about $10, $11 million of that.
For longtime baseball fans, you're not getting – you know, most people probably know you're not getting the MVP caliber Matt Kemp from, let's say, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But for what the Braves have, I think he's a good fit. You know, a solid corner outfielder. I wouldn't say he's certainly not the Gold Glove caliber outfielder that he was before with knee injuries and things like that over the years. But you're getting a lot of power. Seems to be, since he's gotten his new contract, seems to be a little better in the locker room, so hopefully that'll translate in Atlanta as well, because they need some veteran leadership to go along with, you know, Freddie Freeman and those guys that can produce on the field and in the clubhouse.
My question is this: let's play hypotheticals here. Let's pretend that Atlanta is not going to move Jeff Francoeur or Nick Markakis. So Ender Inciarte is going to play center, and then you got to stick Matt Kemp in either left or right. So whichever position he goes to, either Jeff Francoeur is going to sit down or Nick Markakis is going to sit down. So if you're Snicker, who's playing and who's not of those three guys? Well, obviously Matt Kemp's going to play. So really, who's playing, who's not of Jeff Francoeur and Nick Markakis?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to. I mean, would you even base it on matchups? You know, lefty righty. If it's a lefty, Francoeur; righty, Markakis.
Would you really platoon them? I mean, platoon.
Somewhat.
Importantly, would you platoon Markakis? Is he at that point with you?
Right. I think maybe he probably gets the majority because I think he's decent against lefties anyway.
Right.
But again, I think Kemp comes in as a right fielder. So do you placate the new guy or do you placate the guy that's been there for 2 years, 3 years?
I placate the guy that's going to be there for the next three.
Yeah, hopefully.
Markakis isn't that guy.
Right. I think there is a deal. Like you said, one of the others probably going to have to go, and then that'll settle that. And then whenever Malik Smith comes back off the DL, hopefully soon, I think you stick him, and then that's probably your starting outfield in SunTrust Stadium next year with Inciarte, Malik Smith, and Matt Kemp.
So is there any chance that we're going to see that outfield this year?
I would think so. Like I said, I'm not sure exactly Malik Smith's prognosis right now, you know, if he's projected to be coming back soon from the DL. But I think if he does, I say throw him out there, man.
This segment brought to you by M&B Liquors and Watermarks Printing, 912-466-9462. Remember to get your calls in the game.bishopmedia@gmail.com. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Because how many times have you seen teams that struggled for a long time kind of catch lightning in a bottle towards the end, you know, September, late September, play well down the stretch, and then translate that into a good start for the following season, too.
I guess what the way I'm looking at it is, if they're going to have that outfield of NC Arte, Matt Kemp, and Malik Smith,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that the Braves are going to be able to move both Francoeur and Marquez. Mm-hmm. I don't think both of those guys would be gone.
Right.
And so when Malik Smith comes back, let's just hypothetically go with Nick Markakis. If Nick Markakis is on your roster, can you justify sitting down Nick Markakis to play Malik Smith to have that outfield?
Right. Yeah, that's kind of I probably should have said, I think that's why Francoeur would probably be a better fit to stay if that's your goal to play those three, because I think he's a better fit at this point in his career, knowing that he is more of a fourth outfielder, power off the bench, late kind of guy. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think Markakis is still a fringe starter mm-hmm. in Major League Baseball. I think Jeff Francoeur, just about on 90% of other Major League Baseball rosters, would be that fourth outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and his history in Atlanta too, you know, coming up as the kid and everything, and you know, people love him still, no matter what. He still gets one of the biggest ovations whenever he comes to the plate.
All because of what he did at Lassiter.
Yeah.
Or on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T&M Painting, 912-223-1572, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. The Knights of Fredericka have hit the road for a week of football camp. Fredericka will spend the week in Lyons, right down the road from Vidalia. Speaking of the Knights, they lost a part of their O-line this week as sophomore lineman Jackson Wetzler has transferred over to Glenn. The Southern Sports Edition released its 2016 high school football preview issue this week, which donned Glenn Academy DJ Dallas and Frederica's Jayshon Sheffield on the cover. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So my brother-in-law is a director or the director of a nature reserve down in Jacksonville, Florida. And so basically the only people that he answers to is like the city council of Jacksonville. He is like the boss of that whole reserve place. And I was down in Jacksonville yesterday and he and I were talking and he was telling me that he has actually had people coming onto the property, because it's basically a government, it's a state park for Florida, so you got to pay admission to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having these people not pay admission, just wander into the facility, and then, of course, security swarms them because they're not supposed to be.
Right.
And so security comes up and says, hey, you know, you're not supposed to be here. Have you paid admission? And they're like, oh, well, no, but I was just following my phone. I'm playing Pokemon Go, and it told me to, and he was just like, it's insane. Like, they're just, like, wandering onto the like, they're trespassing to find a Pikachu.
Yeah, but there might have been a Charmander on that they could have gotten.
I don't even know. And then my sister-in-law's brother, who's a little younger, he walks up to my brother. My brother-in-law is, like, 43. I'm 35. And then this 25-year-old brother-in-law,
right,
or sister-in-law's brother, walks up, and he starts, because we have the Pokemon, and then he starts telling us, and he starts dropping all this, like first gen and, like, Pokestops,
right,
Pokeballs, and, like, the Pikachu stuff. And we're looking at him like, dude, we have no idea what you're – we don't even know what you're saying.
It's crazy. I'm wondering if it's slowing down a little bit. I've kind of seen some of the people that were so into it maybe having that interest wane just a tiny bit, but it's still humongous, dude.
When you're getting arrested for trespassing in a state park, like, there's something not normal about that.
It's – you gotta catch them all, man.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than...